Monday marks the beginning of so-called National School Choice Week. It's not just about voucher schools. Organizers want parents to explore all options, public, private, and charter. Here in Milwaukee, there are more options than ever for families to choose from. With such a wide selection, how do parents go about picking a school for their kids? WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello looks for answers as part of our Beats Me series that lets you ask the questions.
Jill Wesolowski and her husband didn't grow up in Milwaukee. When they moved here 12 years ago, they had to learn about the city day by day. Its streets, restaurants, sports teams. But until about a year and a half ago, when Jill gave birth to her daughter, she hadn't done much to get to know Milwaukee's schools.
We're starting to think about how does the whole school thing work? And we realized that we didn't really know how it worked or where to start. So we've been trying to look around for sort of like a resource and kind of coming up short a bit.
Even folks who do have knowledge of the city struggle with this question of how to choose a school. Amanda Albert works in the education sector here, so her friends often approach her for help. There's just one problem.
And I know how to help them maybe if they're trying to compare within one sector, but when you're looking at, do we pick our public school? Do we pick the Montessori school? Do we pick that charter or that voucher school? I don't know how to help them get the information to make the right choice for their family.
Albert says she's not sure there is a single go-to resource out there, a getting started guide to orient Milwaukee families to the city's complicated school scene and help them make solid comparisons.
Yeah, thus far our efforts here in Milwaukee have been piecemeal.
That's Dave Steele. He runs an education nonprofit in town. And he agrees that Milwaukee could benefit from a single system or app, like the ones that exist in New Orleans, Indianapolis, and New York City, to help parents search for schools across all sectors. Anybody looking for their next big business idea? You're welcome. Right now, the closest thing Milwaukee has is an interactive map on the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce website, which displays state report card data for all schools in the county. But Steele says we need more. And in the meantime, our best asset is our curiosity.
What kind of environment do I want for the child, and what do I want the outcome to be? You can find those schools that pursue that course of study, but then seek information, visit the school, spend some time there, discern for yourself based on the data that you can get from the state report card, information that you can kind of gather there at the school.
Gladys Manzanette has tried many of these tactics before, at least four times for each of her four children. And this Milwaukee mom knows the struggle her fellow parents go through. She tells me about it over lunch in her office cafeteria.
One can get overwhelmed, and I don't want to minimize that in the least, but I think that because you know your child, you'll know what resonates with them. So you also know how to whittle away those that are not even possibilities.
Manzanette encourages folks to remember one size does not fit all.
Don't allow any one person to kind of color the research that you do. I think there are a lot of really well-meaning families out there that will want you to choose their school, but their school may not necessarily work for your child.
One suggestion people gave me repeatedly, talk to other parents. So I asked, how did you decide where to send your child to school? The answers were as unique as the folks who sent them in.
Taking my children to a school that teaches family values and morals is just as important as the education itself.
And give our kids the best opportunity to become happy, self-fulfilled human beings through a Jewish education.
She's a very active child, and I thought perhaps a non-traditional school setting would be better for her.
You can hear these testimonies and many more on our website, wuwm.com. Rachel Morello, 89.7 WUWM.
Let's cover what's important together. Submit your question about education or the environment in southeastern Wisconsin online at wuwm.com/beatsme. You ask, and we report.